Welcome to Baker Bowl in Philadelphia, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lee Handley. Batting second. The center fielder, Woody Jensen. Batting third. The right fielder, Paul Wehner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gus Suhr. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Johnny Dickshott. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Pep Young. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bill Brubaker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Patton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Brandt. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Ed Brandt. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Leo Norris. Batting second. The center fielder, Hirsch Martin. Batting third. The right fielder, Chuck Klein. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Maury Arnovich. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dolph Camilli. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky Whitney. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Atwood. Batting eighth. The shortstop, George Chirin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wayne LeMaster. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Wayne LeMaster. And now, play ball. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Norris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a line drive into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a line drive into left field. Arnovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Leo Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a fly ball into center field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brubaker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chirin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young takes first base on ball four. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker hits a dribbler in front of the plate. Atwood interferes with Brubaker, who is awarded first base. Young moves to second. Tom Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton hits a fly ball into left field. Arnovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli strikes out. One out. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood takes first base on ball four. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jensen. Sherin reaches second base with a double. Atwood moves to third. Wayne LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brandt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ed Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0 for 1 in the game. Handley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Pirates. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Klein. Jensen reaches second base with a double. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sherin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Soor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Soor hits a fly ball into left field. Arnovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Leo Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 1 in the game. Norris strikes out. One out. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Klein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Martin moves to second. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Patton for a passed ball. Martin moves to third. Klein moves to second. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 0 for 1 in the game. Arnovich takes first base on ball 4. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 0 for 1 in the game. Camilli hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Handley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitney takes first base on ball 4. Martin scores. Klein moves to third. Arnovich moves to second. It's Pirates, 1, Phillies, 1. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Atwood hits a fly ball into center field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Phillies 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickshott takes first base on ball 4. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Young hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dickshott moves to second. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker is 0 for 0 in the game. Brubaker hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-1, Pirates. Tom Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton is 0 for 1 in the game. Patton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Norris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. Brandt hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Handley takes first base on ball 4. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Jensen hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Sherin hits a fly ball into left field. Dick Schott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0 for 1 in the game. LeMaster takes first base on ball 4. Leo Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 2 in the game. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Young fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. LeMaster moves to second. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brubaker fields it and throws to second for the out. LeMaster moves to third. Two outs. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brandt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Phillies 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wehner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gus Soor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Soor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Camilli fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, with LeMaster covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dickshott bunts towards the mound. LeMaster fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Young hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Arnovich takes first base on ball 4. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 0 for 2 in the game. Camilli hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Arnovich moves to second. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Whitney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brandt fields it and throws to second for the out. Arnovich moves to third. One out. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Atwood hits a fly ball towards right. Wehner catches it and throws home to Patton, who relays to second to double up Whitney. Arnovich scores. It's 4-2, Pirates. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Phillies 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Brubaker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton is 0-for-2 in the game. Patton hits a ball on the ground towards second. Norris scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. 2 outs. Ed Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-2 in the game. Brandt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Handley hits a fly ball into left field. Arnovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sherin hits a fly ball into center field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bucky Walters pinch hits for Wayne LeMaster. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leo Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Norris takes first base on ball 4. Walters moves to second. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Walters moves to third. Norris moves to second. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Klein hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Patton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Russ Bauer's now pitching. Johnny Moore pinch hits for Maury Arnovich. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walters scores. Norris scores. Martin moves to third. It's Pirates, 4, Phillies, 4. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Camilli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Phillies 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Orville Jorgens now pitching. Chuck Klein now playing left field. Johnny Moore now playing right field. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Jensen hits a line drive into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wehner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore. Wehner reaches second base with a double. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Suhr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Norris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wehner moves to third. 2 outs. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dickshott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wehner scores. It's 5-4, Pirates. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgens fires to first and picks off Dickshott. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Phillies 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Whitney hits a line drive towards short. Young reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Atwood takes first base on ball 4. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Atwood moves to second. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bowers fields it and throws to first for the out. Atwood moves to third. Two outs. Earl Brown pinch hits for Orville Jorgens. Earl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Phillies 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Hugh Mulcahy now pitching. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Young strikes out. One out. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Brubaker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Norris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton is 0 for 3 in the game. Patton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Bowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowers hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Phillies 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Leo Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Norris hits a fly ball into right field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Martin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wainer. Martin reaches second base with a double. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bowers fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Moore hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wainer. Moore reaches second base with a double. Martin scores. It's Pirates, 5, Phillies, 5. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Camilli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Soar scoops it up and throws to first, with Bowers covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Phillies 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Handley takes first base on ball 4. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Jensen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Atwood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Wehner hits a fly ball into left field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gusseau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Handley. The throw from Atwood and he is out, Sherin applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Phillies 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Whitney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Swift now pitching. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Atwood hits a pop-up towards first. Soar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Phillies 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Gusseau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soar is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Soar hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Whitney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dickshott hits a line drive into center field. Martin picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Martin. Dickshott moves to second. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mulcahy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Brubaker hits a fly ball into left field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Phillies 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Hugh Mulcahy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulcahy hits a fly ball into left field. Dickshott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Grace pinch hits for Leo Norris. Earl Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace hits a pop-up towards first. Soar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Klein hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Soar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Phillies 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Del Young now playing second base. Lloyd Wehner pinch hits for Tom Patton. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sherin misplays the ball. That's an error on Sherin. Bill Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift bunts towards the mound. Mulcahy fields it and throws to first for the out. Wehner moves to second. One out. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mulcahy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wainer moves to third. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wainer scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-5, Pirates. Paul Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. Wainer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Camilli scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wainer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Phillies 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Al Todd now catching. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Dick Schott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Camilli hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brubaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Whitney strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 6, and Philadelphia Phillies, 5. Goodbye from Baker Bowl in Philadelphia.